Greetings, fellow aviator. Carl here. I'd like to take a moment in this first talk to describe my approach to teaching meditation to airline pilots. This is not a typical touchy-feely, you're floating on a cloud, let's hold hands and sing approach to meditation. This is a no BS, nuts and bolts approach to learning a new skill and developing mental muscle. Meditation, in this context, should be considered more like going to the gym and lifting weights than relaxing and blissing out. Meditation is about paying attention, not falling asleep. Some of the practices I introduce you to will, at first, seem counterintuitive. Today's exercise involves the experience of eating a raisin. Much of our distractibility and stress is a result of our busy thinking mind. We don't set out to have an incessantly distracted mind. Our minds simply have a kind of momentum. It's as if our minds are on autopilot, frequently thinking the same or similar thoughts over and over again. Imagine having someone next to you narrating your thoughts day in and day out. You'd get pretty sick of it, maybe get a restraining order against them. Yet, here we are, stuck in patterns of repetitive thought, often negative, that keep us distracted and stressing out. And we don't just think these thoughts, we get all tangled up in them. It's as if the thoughts themselves are who we are. So how did we end up so entangled with our distracted, incessant thinking, and how do we get untangled? Using my high-strung barking dog analogy from the introduction, I can give the dog something to focus its attention on that's a direct, in-the-moment experience. I throw the dog a bone, or as we say in meditation, I give the dog something to anchor its attention or awareness to. We begin the untangling process by bringing our awareness to the direct experience of something other than thinking, like the direct experience of the sensation of breathing in the body. We give our awareness an anchor. Instead of a bone to chew on, we focus on the sensation of breathing. We focus on the breath and discover very quickly that it isn't easy and our mind goes right back to thinking. Simply recognize, oh, my awareness is tangled up in thinking again. Then remember the intention to go back to the breath. The dog sees something move, forgets the bone, starts barking, remembers it has a bone, and goes back to chewing. Thinking is the world of concepts and ideas. The sensation of the breath in the body is a direct experience that's always in the present moment. I know people who've been meditating for years and still don't have a very good grasp of direct experience versus concept and ideas. If you can understand and incorporate this concept in the first session, you'll be way ahead of the average beginning meditator. I have high expectations for airline pilots, so let's get to work. I find that raisins work best for this exercise, but if you don't have a raisin, try and find another piece of fruit or even a raisin-sized piece of green pepper or something. Use your imagination. We'll be spending time today exploring our direct experience of the raisin versus our concepts and ideas about it. Treat this exercise like a Simon Says kind of thing. If I tell you to put the raisin in your mouth, don't bite it or start chewing on it until I say so. Go ahead and take a comfortable seat. First, we're going to explore how our minds tend to work on autopilot, distracted away from our actual experience in the world of concepts and ideas. Then, we'll explore directing our experience intentionally using a raisin as a tool. With the raisin in the palm of your hand or on the surface in front of you, I'd like you to explore your thoughts or concepts about the raisin. This small object has a history, a past, and a future. Where did it come from? Is it from California or China? At some point, it was a grape on a vine. Perhaps you had raisin experiences when you were a kid. Maybe you liked raisins, maybe not. When I was a kid, trick-or-treating, I didn't like getting those little red boxes of raisins at all. I wanted candy, damn it, not stupid raisins. What about the future of the raisin after you eat it? What if you don't eat it? What if you let it rot and get moldy? What about the future of all raisins if California breaks off and sinks into the Pacific? This is the world of thinking, concepts and ideas about the raisin and not the direct experience of the raisin. Now, I'd like you to imagine you've never seen a raisin before. Without history, knowledge, concepts, or ideas, it's just a small, curious thing. With your eyes, closely examine this thing. Notice that we can redirect our awareness away from thinking and into what this strange little object actually looks like. We do this by being curious and putting aside any preconceived ideas about it. This thing, right here, right now, what does it look like? On closer inspection, we may notice more color variations than before, lots of texture, perhaps some crystallized sugars on it. Then the mind may drift back into thinking. If someone saw me doing this, they'd think I'm on drugs. You may wonder, what the hell does this have to do with meditation? That's okay. That's what minds do. They get dragged back into concepts and ideas on autopilot. By being curious and remembering our intention to investigate the raisin, you can redirect awareness back to the visual experience of the raisin, right here, right now. Now, pick up the small object, the thing called raisin, gently with your thumb and forefinger. Using the sense of touch in the fingertips, lightly roll it around. Experience the direct, in-the-moment feel of the raisin. Bumpiness, roughness, softness, hardness, temperature. The mind may wander off again into concepts and ideas. No problem. Just redirect awareness back to the experience of an object between a thumb and a forefinger. Now, paying attention to the act of moving your arm and hand, slowly bring the object close to your ear, putting slight pressure on it now. Notice the feel of it changing. Roll it around. See if you can hear any sounds. Your mind may wander off. Maybe the exercise seems silly. Just notice you've drifted back into thinking, and then go back to the direct experience of feeling and hearing this object between your fingers. Now, bring the object directly under your nose, paying attention to the arm and the hand as it's brought close to your face. Perhaps even close your eyes. See if your sense of smell improves without the sensory input of seeing. Notice what the object smells like. Does the smell bring about thinking, thoughts, concepts, and ideas. Notice that and go back to the direct experience of the nose smelling an object. Now, paying attention to the ever so slight movements of the muscles in the arm and hand, bring the object in direct contact with your lips. Notice that many things may be going on in the direct experience. There's a sense of an object now in contact with the lips, perhaps slight movement of the arms, small changes in the object's position on the lips. The mind may go back into thinking or concepts. Just bring it back. You may notice some anticipation of eating the raisin, if you like them, or aversion if you don't. Is the mouth salivating? Can you still smell it? Here comes the Simon Says part of the exercise. Go ahead and put the small, textured, fragrant object on your tongue and close your mouth without chewing or biting, and let it rest there. Notice the texture, the temperature. You may or may not actually taste it a little bit. Again, your mind may drift off into thoughts and concepts. You may have a strong urge to bite down on it. Just notice this and bring your awareness back to the direct experience of small object in mouth. Go ahead and roll the object around your mouth a bit. Let it find its way between your upper and lower teeth, and pause. Then, bite down, only once, and hold your teeth together without biting a second time. What's that like? All of a sudden, taste, a change in the texture of the object, its size, more saliva in the mouth perhaps. Just pause and observe the direct experience. Your mind may wander off. You may feel a strong desire to chew. Now, allow your teeth to open up with a small gap. See if you can allow the object to roll around your tongue again. The object has changed. Perhaps there are two now. It's squishy, more flavorful. You may notice more smell as well. Notice the urge to chew and swallow. Now, go to town and just chew it up, trying to notice as much as you can about the experience. Moving jaw, tongue pushing bits around, salivating, swallowing, and so on. Feel the movement in the throat when swallowing. Take a moment to finish it off. Notice how the experience lingers a bit. Is it possible to feel that tiny object all the way down in your belly? That ends the guided meditation for today. I'll wrap things up with a few comments. During this entire exercise, your body has been in contact with a chair, your feet with the ground or the inside of your shoe. The sensations or sensory information of those bodily contact points was available to you the whole time you were doing this raisin exercise. But because you were intentionally directing your awareness to the exercise, you didn't register them. Now that I'm pointing them out, you direct your present moment awareness to them, and there they are. You've intentionally become aware of your bodily situation. Situational awareness of butt in seat, feet on floor. When we operate a jet, we need to be aware of the present moment situation the ship is in. We do this by monitoring instruments. We need to know, in real time, the information the instruments are communicating to us, not concepts and ideas about what they read yesterday or what they might be reading tomorrow. Ever find yourself looking at an instrument for a long time before the information it's conveying to you registers? This can be a particular problem when the information isn't what we expected. No oil pressure? That can't be right. How much fuel? That doesn't make any sense. Sometimes our expectation bias can prevent us from registering what it says at all. Our lives are a constant stream of incoming information in the cockpit and in daily life. If our mind is on autopilot, preoccupied, distracted, anxious, or otherwise not present for our situation as it actually is, who's directing our awareness? Given a choice, would you rather have a low or a high degree of control over your SA? In the exercises and discussions we'll have over the next few days, we'll be exploring this, and we'll be developing the skill to direct our awareness when we want to focus on what we want. But it takes practice. As you go about your daily life, try paying more attention to the direct experiences versus just going around on autopilot. The temperature change going from inside to outside. The texture of the things you touch. The feeling of your feet contacting the floor as you walk. And particularly, the experience of eating. Set down your spoon or fork between bites and get yourself out of your head and into the direct experience of eating. You may just find that the experience is a lot more pleasant than you thought. Thanks for listening. Hope you find this useful. Be safe out there and have a great day.